KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour. Look at the news for this Thursday, the 16th day of September. As of midnight, 2 days earlier than originally ordered, a majority of the 18 national forests closed for nearly a month due to dangerous fire conditions have reopened. Now, that will include the Stanislaus National Forest, where fire officials stressed enhanced fire restrictions remain in place to reduce the risk of new wildfires. Campgrounds, wilderness trailheads, and all the visitor areas will be open. However, the El Dorado National Forest will remain closed due to the still-burning Caldor fire. The closure order is set to run until September 30th. Now, four other national forests will remain closed until September 22nd, most in the southern part of the state. Now, regarding the early openings, Forest Service officials relayed a key factor in the decision was an anticipated increase in availability of firefighting resources due to fire danger lessening in other areas of the country. They also cited improved weather conditions and the end of the peak summer travel season.
Well, Amador County has reached a settlement with the Buena Vista Rancheria regarding the tribe's lawsuit challenging its previously required mitigation for off-site casino impacts. On July 9th of last year, the Buena Vista Rancheria filed federal litigation challenging the various mitigation payments to the county and other agencies the tribe required to make pursuant to an 08 Intergovernmental Service Agreement, or ISA. The payments and other obligations in the ISA intended as mitigation for the off-site impacts of the tribe's casino, Harrah's Northern California, which opened in April of 2019. The tribe alleged the ISA was invalid, in part because it required payments and other mitigation in excess of the actual impact of the casino. The tribe also sought damages from the county in excess of $250 million. Well, a settlement was negotiated between the tribe and the county, which was originally approved by the Board of Supervisors August 31st, subsequently approved by the tribe. The settlement requires the tribe to dismiss its lawsuit against the county and requires the tribe to make payment of approximately $1.8 million to the county as reimbursement for costs incurred implementing the initial ISA. The settlement also includes a replacement intergovernmental agreement, or IGA, between the tribe and the county regarding ongoing mitigation. The IGA retains mitigation for the major impacts, similar to the ISA, but to levels that better reflect the impacts of the current casino, which is smaller than envisioned in 2008. The board also consulting the county departments that are most impacted by the casino determined the settlement was in the county's best interest and ends the risk associated with costly litigation that could drag on for several years, and ensures the tribe immediately begins making necessary mitigation payments.
And the latest on the CAL FIRE, 71% contained, 219,267 acres, unfortunately, 782 homes were destroyed by the fire, 18 commercial properties. It was hazy across the fire area overnight as smoke from other fires drifted northward. The winds were generally light, about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Fuels will continue to smolder and creep in the surface fuels within the interior islands and pockets of timbers. Now, over the next 12-hour period, firefighters will continue to construct control lines and mitigate hazards in and around the fire lines.
With the current active COVID case count of 141 in Amador County, public health officials remind us that the COVID vaccine continues to be very effective in preventing serious illness and death. A COVID-19 vaccine pop-up clinic will be offered today at the Ione Pharmacy from 9 to noon and on Friday at Volcano Park from 10 to 1. The Pfizer vaccine, Moderna vaccine, and Johnson & Johnson single dose will all be offered at each pop-up site. No appointment necessary. Now, public health offers vaccines by appointment and to homebound individuals as well. Appointments can be scheduled by calling 223-6407.
And two busy Calaveras County roadways, O'Burns Ferry and Pool Station Road, will be reduced to one-way traffic for the next 2 days. There will be traffic delays while crews work on pothole patching projects today and tomorrow. The work is scheduled to take place from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., creating one-lane traffic controls with flaggers directing traffic. Motorists should expect up to 10-minute delays. Drivers are asked to obey all signage and on-site personnel while using caution in the cone zone. If you have any questions about the project, contact Calaveras County Public Works at 754-6401. And that, my friends, a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, visit our website. That's KVGCradio.com.